Good morning. It's 10:35 a.m. on Wednesday, March 5th, 2025, and the March meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. Roll call, Dale Nigley present. Suzanne Coleman.
Present.
Sherry Mays. Harry Brown.
Present.
Michael Cyril.
Present.
Deb Bright. Also on the call, we have Megan Darien, our executive director, and Seamus Monahan, our assistant attorney general. Declaration of conflicts of interest. Are there any? Don't hear it. Okay. Review, discuss, and approval of minutes on February 5th. Michael, if you'd be our second this today, appreciate it.
Happy to.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the telephonic board meeting open session minutes from February 5th as written.
This is Michael Searle. I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes from the February meeting as written. Any discussion? Then we'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman.
Aye.
Harry Brown.
Aye.
Michael Searle.
Aye.
Minutes are approved as written unanimously. Agency operations director's report.
Bill statuses. HB 2637, Board of Dispensing Optician repeal. The status of this bill has been on hold since February 4th without any activities. Second one, SB 1235, Health Profession Regulatory Board, membership 32-1672. For the Board of Dispensing Optician, this bill suggests changing the board members to 3 active retired licensees, 2 active licensees, and 2 public members. The status of this bill is DPA, which is due pass amended, in Senate and on the way to House. Any activities, I'm going to report it to the board after today.
Thank you, Megan. We got it under the director's report, the fee committee, but I'm going to do that report. Fee committees. Megan's put together our information, and I think everyone's gotten a copy of the justification that we're going to present to this budget, governor's office, I guess. And I would like to make a proposal that we send that recommendation and our proposal that we raise our fees to the maximum statutory limit. And I would like to hear a second, Susie, if I could.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I second that.
And I apologize, board. That's to direct Megan to transmit that.
Correct.
Thank you.
Correct. That is correct. And then we'll move from there after Megan hears back. So it's been moved and seconded to forward our fee committee recommendation through Megan. Any discussion? Okay. Do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman.
Aye.
Harry Brown.
Aye.
And Michael Searle.
Aye.
It has passed that we will provide the fee committee's recommendation through Megan. And the committee was myself, Terry, and Michael. Thank you for all paying attention to that. Thank you, Megan, for putting together the research and study on it. Applications for licensure.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the following applications for licensed optician from David Dixon, Megan Leon, Mona Farrar, Robert Thatcher, and Wesley Bale.
This is Michael Searle, and I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve these 5 license applications for licensed optician. Any discussion? Do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Move on to 5B, application for comedy.
This is Suzanne Coleman. I'd like to make a motion that we accept the following application for comedy licensure from Cheyenne Calix McKee Henry from Florida.
This is Michael Searle, and I second the motion.
Moved and been seconded to accept this application for comedy licensing. Any discussion? Roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
That application for comedy is accepted. Move on to C, application for reinstatement.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we accept the following application for reinstatement from Kathy Allred. The license issue date is 6/6/24.
This is Michael Cyril, and I'll second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to accept this application for reinstatement. Any discussion? Do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
And Michael Cyril?
Aye.
That application for reinstatement is accepted. Congratulations, Cassie. 5D, application for optical establishment.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the following application for optical establishment license from LensCrafters P943 in Flagstaff, Quay 1010 in Scottsdale, Warby Parker Biltmore Fashion Park in Phoenix.
This is Michael Searle, and I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to accept these applications for optical establishments. Any discussion? Roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
The applications for optical establishments approved for those three locations. Future meeting dates, again, April, May, June, Miss July, and then August, September, October, November, December. Please mark it on your calendar. Future agenda items, we'll just have follow-ups on the items that we have discussed today. And call to the public. David, are you still hanging with us?
I am.
Thank you, David. I appreciate you being on the call with us. This is David Lipkin of the AADO. Any other questions, statements, comments? It is now 10:43 a.m., and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for being on it. Hopefully we'll get the rest of them on it.